The Holy Gospel of our Lord Jesus Christ, according to John.
Glory to you, Lord Christ.
Among those who went up to worship at the festival were some Greeks. They came to Philip, who was from Bethsaida in Galilee, and said to him, "Sir, we wish to see Jesus." Philip went and told Andrew. Then Andrew and Philip went and told Jesus. Jesus answered them, "The hour has come for the Son of Man to be glorified. Very truly, I tell you, unless a grain of wheat falls into the earth and dies, it remains just a single grain. But if it dies, it bears much fruit. Those who love their life lose it, and those who hate their life in this world will keep it for eternal life. Whoever serves me must follow me, and where I am, there will my servant be also. Whoever serves me, the Father will honor. Now my soul is troubled, and what should I say? Father, save me from this hour? No, it is for this reason that I have come to this hour. Father, glorify your name." Then a voice came from heaven, "I have glorified it, and I will glorify it again." The crowd standing there heard it and said that it was thunder. Others said, "An angel has spoken to him." Jesus answered, "This voice has come for your sake, not for mine. Now is the judgment of this world. Now the ruler of this world will be driven out. And I, when I am lifted up from the earth, will draw all people to myself." He said this to indicate the kind of death he was to die. The crowd answered him, "We have heard from the law that the Messiah remains forever. How can you say that the Son of Man must be lifted up? Who is this Son of Man?" Jesus said to them, "The light is with you for a little longer. Walk while you have the light, so that the darkness may not overtake you. If you walk in the darkness, you do not know where you are going. While you have the light, believe in the light, so that you may become children of light." After Jesus had said this, he departed and hid from them. The Gospel of the Lord.
Praise to you, Lord Christ.
May Jesus Christ be praised, both now and unto the ages of ages. Amen.
Amen. Amen.
Please be seated. Those who love their life will lose it. Those who hate their life in this world will gain eternal life. These kinds of sayings of Jesus don't get a lot of play these days. We're not supposed to be hating our lives. We're supposed to be living our best life now. But here, Jesus tells us to hate our lives, to lose it in this world, to gain eternal life. Thankfully, he offers a metaphor alongside this difficult saying to help unpack it a little bit for us. It's a little bit, you remember, about the grain falling into the ground and dying to produce more grain. I mean, I'm not on the Flour Guild, but you probably remember from high school science how this works. This is what Jesus is calling us to be a grain in the world, to be willing to be put in the ground so that you can be opened up, grow into something new. You see, if we looked at a grain, and we saw it get planted in the ground and then saw it germinate and start to grow, none of us would say, "Ah, what a waste of grain. You just put it in the ground." We wouldn't say that about grain planted and growing, because that's what grain is meant to do. As much as we want to take it home and grind it up and make it into bread, the grain doesn't grow into the grain doesn't grow so that we can eat bread. The grain grows to be planted and make more grain. And then more grain. And then more grain. I'm assuming the grain we're talking about here is wheat. This is the purpose of the grain. And so, if the grain were to try to cling to its life on the stalk, if the grain were to decide, you know what, I love this life. I'm at the top of this plant. I'm here with all my buddies on the head of this stalk. I'm up here in the sun. This is fantastic. And it never fell off, and it never fell into the ground. We would say, well, that's a waste of grain. That is grain that loves its life. Grain that's willing to fall into the ground, be broken open, germinate, grow into more grain. That is the fulfillment of the grain. Now, this was meant to unpack Jesus' tough saying, and I'm afraid at this point I might have just confounded Jesus' tough saying more than unpacked it, but I think the way in which we are similar to grain is that what God is calling us to do, God isn't calling us to go bury ourselves in the ground until grain bursts from our chest. God is calling us to do what we were made to do. God is calling us to be the people He created us to be. And who did God create us to be? God, who is love, created us to love and to be loved. This is how we be like the grain in the world. The grain goes in the ground and grows, and we go into the world and we love. Now, it's easy to get up and say that much in church. Go love each other. People like hearing stuff like that. But the truth about loving each other is that it's hard. It's harder than just laying down in the dirt and hoping grain germinates from your chest. It's hard because when you get out in this world and you start loving people, you're going to get hurt. You're going to love people and then you're going to lose them. You're going to love people and they're going to hurt you. You're going to love people, and then one day you'll fail to love them very well, and it'll hurt yourself. This love that God's calling us to isn't like a Hallmark movie, where it all wraps up nice in the end. This is a deep, risky, often painful love. You might be saying, well, I don't know, Mitch, that maybe you're not doing love right. Maybe if you really were loving, people would love you, and you wouldn't get hurt. But the thing we're talking about this Holy Week is love itself coming into the world. Love Himself came, walked among us, and He was literally ripped open and killed. This is, over and over again, the way the world responds to love. Because the world is broken and sinful. God doesn't call us to decide whether or not it's going to be nice, happy, romantic, Hollywood movie style love. God calls us to love like he loves. A love so deep and profound that even as he hangs on the cross, he is forgiving those who are killing him. This is what it means to be what we are called and created to be. We are created by love, to love, and to be loved. And this love will tear us open. It will bear our souls to the world. And the world will not treat us well when that happens. And we're called to love anyway. Jesus came and he loved the world. And that world trumped up charges against him and crucified him. That love conquered that sin and that death and rose again. That's the power of that love we're called to. That love says, that pain that we feel because I loved so deeply is not the last chapter. And so Jesus says, you have to lose your life to gain it. And anyone who loves their life will lose it. Because loving the way God calls us to is giving away your life. It's not holding it tight and protecting it. It's giving it away to the world. Knowing full well that the world often will not reciprocate. The world will not treat you with kid gloves. The world will hurt you. When you love it. But like grain is called to go into the ground and grow and produce more grain, we are called to go into the world and love. Because like grain produces more grain, love produces more love. When we love people, they learn to love and they spread love. And that way, the world learns.